When we think about Christmas, probably the last thing we associate with that whole thing is the idea of scandal. And yet the birth of Jesus was very much surrounded by scandal. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The age-old story of Christmas is one that most of us know pretty well, I guess. At least, we think we know it. And yet there are some strange twists and turns in the story, things that we can all too easily gloss over and miss, things that speak volumes about what God really wants to say to us through Christmas. Things like Mary falling pregnant. Now, she was a teenager, probably rather young at that, 14, 15 perhaps. That was pretty normal back then. Today, not so much. And speaking of scandals, she wasn't married to Joseph yet. Now, these days, in most places, that's not a scandal so much as a lifestyle choice. But back then, it was a scandal, a huge scandal. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. It was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. She was now pregnant. You can imagine, the Holy Spirit did it. Sure, Mary, we believe you. So the lead up to that very first Christmas was anything but routine. It was anything but what you'd expect for the Son of God, the Saviour of the world. But then that's the way God wanted it to be, imperfect, in humble circumstances, confusing human logic. God simply didn't do Christmas our way. He did it His way. Question is, what's He trying to say through all that to you and me, here and now? That's God's Word, fresh for you today. God works in mysterious ways, not just sometimes, but a lot of the time. That's why it's so important to get into His Word, to engage with the mystery that is God, to experience who He is. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you become all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.